No need for stressing, I got the thoughts, no need for dressing, racking it up, all of my blessings, I got the moves, so get to stepping, I pay my dues, got been collected, never don't like it, but I'ma keep flexing, catch me in traffic, I'm on the move, NASCAR, fast car, I go zoom, yeah, yeah, I'm so blessed, yeah, yeah, I'm up next, ain't been sleeping, I'm back working overtime, yeah. No more dreaming, I'm about to live this life, yeah.
I'm feeling blessed, yeah, yeah. I'm feeling blessed, I'm feeling blessed. I need my bliss, yeah, yeah. I need my bliss, I need my bliss.
Run it up, run it up, run it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Run it up.
I want it, man. Ain't talking losses and profits, yeah. I'm talking luck and it's solid. I got it all in my pocket. I go to go to, that's a reach. I'm talking go cool, that's a beast. You know the old news, it's a leech. You know when you go through, then you see. If you gon' get it, you gotta give it. I am not one for the politicking, but the one that I serve, so you never miss it, man. How you want money but lacking vision?
How?
It's kinda funny, I hope you get it. Huh. Double your wisdom, I hope you hear it. By the time you go out, you'll be benefiting, oh man. You got it by faith, you never could die. Right in your face, look fair in the eye. They take your body, but you're still alive, oh man.
Let's go.
As long as you're breathing, you're still alive. I got a reason, look at the time. I'm feeling blessed, one hand in the sky. Oh yeah.
I'm feeling blessed, yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling blessed,
I'm feeling blessed.
I need my bliss,
yeah, yeah.
I need my bliss,
I need my bliss.
Run it up, run it up, run it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Run it up,
run it up.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Show. I am your boy, your host, you know, KS, the legend, and you guys know that I'm all about supporting, and tonight I have a special guest, a good friend of mine, the homie Daniel Anthony, is going to slide onto the show. I'm going to get his testimony, I'm going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to play some music from Daniel Anthony as well as some music from other artists all around the world, from Boy Wonder to Focus Grisby, to Maurice Jackson, who is a seasoned singer from the Chicago area that's living in Cincinnati now, Ty Clanton, and the brand new Glory Shalom. But anyway, you guys, before I get into the music, before I get the homie Daniel Anthony on the show, on the line, we got to thank God. And the way we do that here on the KS Radio Show is by opening up the show with prayer. So first and foremost, God, we want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for this evening on July 9th, oh God. Lord, a day that none of us has ever seen before, a day that none of us even imagined or deserved to see. But because of your love, your grace, your understanding, and your forgiveness for us, you have allowed us to live. You have allowed us to have another opportunity, another chance to get it right. And for that, God, we say thank you. Lord, we move ourselves out of the way on tonight. Lord, we move our agendas out of the way. We even move our thoughts and even the words that we want to say on tonight. And Lord, we just want to give you all the glory. And we decrease ourselves and we ask for you to increase in this platform, in this two-hour interview, with through the music, through the testimony that Daniel is going to give. Lord, I uplift my brother, Daniel Anthony, on tonight. I pray that you would just strengthen him, God, in areas where he needs to be strengthened, and may you give him power in areas where he is weak. And, Lord, for anybody that is listening who do not know Jesus, I pray that something is said on tonight that will prick their hearts, that will touch their minds, and let them know, like, maybe I should give this Jesus a try, because Daniel and Eliseo and all the listeners are unashamed, and hopefully that someone will give their life to Christ. So, Lord, we ask for your glory to be revealed tonight. We ask for your voice to be heard. We even ask for your word to go forth on tonight, God. And, Lord, we decrease ourselves, and we ask for you to have your way on this show, on this platform, and do what you want to do, God. Lord, we give you room. We give you access. We give you permission even right now, God, to meet us here in our hearts, to meet us in our minds, to meet us on this two-hour exclusive interview on the KS Radio Show. So, Lord, have your way. And, Lord, if there's anything that we have done that is against your will today, yesterday, or just something that we forgot, Lord, we ask for forgiveness even right now, God. And, Lord, we just repent on our end, on our behalf. And, Lord, we say sorry for anything that we have said, done, or even thought about. So, Lord, have your way. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Now, I do know that Daniel is on the line. Daniel, are you there? Can you hear me good and clear?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you, big bro? What's going on, man? How was your Friday?
It was, I'd say, relaxing. I'd say relaxing.
Amen. Well, we kicked off the show with the homie Message Music and his brand new track titled Feeling Blessed. And I am feeling blessed because you agreed and you gave me permission to interview you on tonight. So I'm honored,
yeah,
and the pleasure is all mine, bro. I'm really excited for the KF Nation to hear your song called Glory. But what made you want to be a guest on tonight on the KS radio show?
To be honest with you, you know, it's just I look at things as opportunities to be able to speak about what, you know, I feel God has placed in me to share.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So any opportunity that I have to be able to do that is a blessing.
Amen. Well, before we get into the testimony, you did listen to the pre-show mix. Hopefully you enjoyed everything. But because you are my guest, I want to give you a round of applause because you could have told me no. So here's a round of applause.
Thank you.
So we always look at game shows and, you know, late night talk shows and people don't know it unless you're there. But when the host comes out, the audience, they have this clap that they do. So, and that's what every personality, Wendy Williams, who's the guy that comes on late night? Man, what is his name? I can't even think of it, but I'm always watching. The Caucasian guy. Yes, Jimmy Fallon. Couldn't even think of his name. Yes. So when the host comes out, the audience knows exactly when to clap because they have this light that they read from above. So
right.
I want to give you honor and praise for joining me on tonight, and I gave you a round of applause. So I'm guessing, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but is Daniel Anthony, is that like your government name or just your stage name?
It's both. I use it for both because my actual last name is Para. It's Spanish. Heritage is Mexican. I'm like third generation in America. And, you know, it's just after a while, a lot of people just kept mispronouncing it. You know what I mean? It's five letters, you know what I'm saying? And they would either say para. I've even gotten perro, which in Spanish is dog. You know what I mean? So it's like I got tired of people, you know, like really butchering my name. Let's make it easy. I'll just use my first and middle name. No problem. You know?
Like, I got you. That's what's up. So for those who don't know you, I don't know you. So can you give us the brief summary of your testimony, how you grew up, where you grew up, how did you get introduced to music and, you know, elementary school, middle school, like just keep it brief.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I was born in North Hollywood, California, but raised in San Diego. Pretty much my whole childhood life, I think, until like about maybe 16, and then moved back out to L.A. County, Los Angeles County in California around that time. Finished high school, you know, took some time off before I decided to even try to go to college and just, you know, wanted to get a job, just wanted to work, you know what I mean? And for the most part, you know, my life was kind of filled with music in itself. I was in marching band. I used to play the sax when I was in high school. And that was fun because we, you know, we got a chance to do the Tournament of Roses parade back in 91, I think it was. And seems like a long time ago now when I say it out loud. And but, you know, so I've been in music for pretty much my whole life. You know, I started singing when I was five, got hooked on everything from Earth, Wind, and Fire to Patrice Rushen to Stevie Wonder, especially, you know what I mean, Donny Hathaway. And that's mostly because my parents, they very, very seldom did my mom ever listen to any kind of Spanish music. It was mostly like my great-grandmother who would listen to it. But we would almost always listen to like jazz, old school soul, you know what I mean? And that's what I grew up on. And so it was kind of fitting that I kept going in that direction, you know, even though like my brother and my sister, they listen to different types of music too. But, you know, it just kind of stuck, you know what I mean? And I just kept kind of growing with it.
Amen. So you were introduced to music because of your mother always playing the music around you.
My parents, both of them.
Okay. Okay, both of them. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Now, were you guys like going to church every Sunday? Like, how did you like get introduced to Jesus?
Well, that actually didn't come until like much later in life. We weren't like really a church going family at all. As a matter of fact, I think we may have only had one day that I recall of a Bible study. At least I remember it. I don't think anyone else in my family remembers it, but I do. My first experience, though, with Christ was when I was 13, you know, because I'd always believed anyways. Like, there was something always in me that believed in God and you know, believed in heaven and all that. But I had this thing where I believed that if I gave power to the name Satan and hell and all that, that it was giving it more power over me. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, I'm not going to believe in none of that. I'm just going to believe in God, and that's it, and let that be that. And then my first major experience with Christ was when I was 13. I went on this trip. It was like a surf camp. We went to a couple of beaches where we spent the night. It was a youth group that lived in the same the guy that ran the youth group. He lived in the same complex as we did. And, you know, he asked my dad if he could take me, and we were like, yeah, okay, cool. And I was glad that I went. You know, there was a lot of talk about the rapture and everything, and the funny thing about it is that night there was a red blood moon. So I was like, oh, no, it's happening now, you know. I was like, I just got here, you know. But you know, I remember, you know, saying a prayer with somebody, you know, on the bus, and you know, that was my first time, you know, kind of getting saved, because I didn't really like pursue much after that. I remember having a conversation with my parents and letting them know what happened. And, you know, they weren't really surprised. They didn't really have a lot of questions, but, you know, we had a little bit of a talk. But, you know, fast forward, like, into my 20s, I had gone through quite a bit. I was married before, back in 97? I was married for a little while. You know, she and I went through a divorce one time, got back together only because I was missing my son. And by that time, I had already been, like, going through a lot of stuff, really taking myself through a lot of stuff, you know, and not really realizing it. And, you know, got to a point where I was like, you know, I can't do this no more. Like, I felt like it wasn't right for me to hold on to a relationship that I didn't even want, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were constantly at each other's throats, you know, mostly me. I was starting a lot of drama because I just didn't want to be there. But I also didn't realize just how heavy it was on my spirit, you know what I'm saying? It was causing me to do a lot of stuff that, you know, like my parents didn't raise me to be a certain way, you know what I mean? But it caused me to, like, pretty much put all that stuff aside and not even give it any kind of thought. And so we got a, you know, full-fledged divorce the second time. And during the time we were going through our divorce, I met my wife now. And I wasn't even, like, trying to be with anyone else after that. I was like, you know what? I'm done. This is it. I'm going to go out here and I'm date as many people as I want to date. You know what I'm saying? Well, let's just blow across into the wind, you know? And it just got to a point where the more time that I was spending with my current wife, who we've been together for almost 20 years now, and married for 16, but it got to a point where it was like, you know what, like, there's something about her, you know what I mean? There was just something that just made me feel like I needed to pursue it more, you know what I'm saying? And even though it caused some problems with, you know, my son's wife and everything, my son's mom, there was a lot of things, a lot of decisions that I was making that was kind of fueling the fire, you know what I'm saying? So fast forward to about maybe 03, and my wife now started talking about going to church. I'm like, all right, you can go. I'll see you later, you know. And she left, you know, like she left me at home. I'm like, all right, fine, no problem, you know. But after a while, it was like, I think she maybe gone about maybe 4 or 5 other times after that. Then I was like, you know what? I'm like here at home by myself, you know. So maybe I'll just go ahead and go with it, you know. And she just kept, you know, she kept asking me. She never let up. She never gave me any kind of issues about not going. She just said, okay, you know, and she just bounced, you know. So when I started going with her, you know, occasionally I would start feeling some things, you know. We would be at certain churches that would be talking a good game, and I was like, see, this is not what I wanted. This is exactly why I didn't want to be here. But I kept all that to myself, really, you know what I mean? And I didn't really make an issue of it. But fast forward to 04 is when I ended up getting saved again. This time it took. And so I just remember being there and listening to the pastor. It's called Santa Clarita Christian Fellowship out in California. And, man, the realness of the words coming out of his mouth, not just scripturally, not just prayerfully, you know what I mean? Everything that he was talking about, even within his own self, it made me look at him like, oh, okay, so you're just a regular person just like me. You sin too, just like me, you know what I mean? And it made me feel comfortable because it's like I never experienced a pastor talking about themselves in that manner, you know what I'm saying? So that made my respect level just go through the roof and you know, really made me have more of an idea of what God is and what I could be, what I could have with Christ, with a relationship with Christ. So, you know, ever since then, it's been like, okay, like I stopped doing R&B music. I was like, forget it. I had a whole project, too, that I was trying to do. And it was, you know, it was one of those things where now it wouldn't be so much of an issue because, you know, you hear all these artists now doing R&B who are like cursing left and right. But that's what I was doing back then. So it was like, it would have been a big deal. And I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. But I couldn't do any of that no more. I didn't want to do it because it was like, it's not giving God any honor and glory. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So pretty much ever since then, I still, you know, keep trying to do what I'm doing and just pushing for God and trying to make sure that I'm trying to do my best to put him first all the time. Because, you know, it gets a little difficult every now and then, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, amen. I love the fact that that your wife she didn't give you a hard time for not going, but just because you wasn't going, that didn't make her stop going. So she had already known about Jesus. She was already going to church before you guys had started dating, or like how was that?
Yeah, from what I remember, she has. Matter of fact, she grew up, she's from New York, but she grew up also in Florida, and her family is Guyanese. And, you know, they took her to church all the time, you know what I mean? Or they, you know, she either went with her grandmother or something like that. So she's always had knowledge of as well as a relationship with God before she met, you know what I mean? And, you know, she just, you know, kind of brought that into the relationship. That's why I was saying, even when I met her, like, I knew it wasn't going to be one of those things where it was like, okay, I'm just going to call you, we're going to go out, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You know what I mean? After a while, it was like, hey, like, you really cool person. You know what I mean? Like, whatever plan I had in my head at that time, because like I said, I'm coming off of a divorce. I'm like, I don't care about nothing. You know what I mean? So it really was comforting to know that I stumbled upon somebody who I believed even at that time that God was purposing for my life.
Amen. Well, if you guys paid attention last Friday, I had a guest who was also an R&B singer who was Todd Clanton, and he is also from the California area. If you guys didn't check out the interview, definitely check it out in your spare time. But Ty Clinton has a song called Package Deal, and it's off his new project titled Give You All the Praise. And we're going to play that song next because Jesus, with your wife bringing Jesus and her faith into the relationship, it was a package deal. And it was nothing that you could get away from because you want to spend more time with her. So, yeah, I feel like this song is perfect because I ran out of time last Friday to play it, which is why I'm playing it tonight. And then you mentioned R&B singers. I was like, oh, yeah, this is the cue. This is the time to play it. So hopefully KS Nation and Daniel Anthony. If you guys have never heard of Ty Clinton before, then you guys are in for a treat. Here is Ty Clinton's new track titled Package Deal right here on the KS Radio Show. You guys keep it locked, and we got more interviews and more interviews and more questions with Daniel Anthony coming up next. Keep it locked.
Hey, what's up? This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
You know, you gotta understand that I know my worth. I know whose I am and who I am and who I belong to. Just listen.
Hey, you tell us.
Aka KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? where they take music submissions over here at Aliciotorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Yo, it's your favorite cousin, Dalo, a.k.a. Dalomonz. D-A-L-O-M-O-N-Z-E. And you are listening to the KS Radio Show with my boy KS the Legend. Man, show him how we spit the gospel.
What up, y'all? This your boy D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And man, shout out to the homie Todd Clanton with that package deal track. And again, you guys, this newest project is titled Give You All the Praise. It is available on all digital platforms. So do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. And check it out. You guys, Daniel Anthony is my guest on tonight. And it is 8:30, which could only mean one thing. Daniel Anthony, do you know what time it is? It's time for the shout-out. So, Daniel, with you being my guest, do you have any shout-out that you would like to give on tonight?
We're going to be here all night. No. Man, most definitely, man. Obviously, I got to give a shout-out to God first because, you know, I got to put him ahead of my life at all times. But also, of course, my beautiful wife, you know, we're trying to get through little health issues right now, but we're pushing through and know that God is a healer and want to make sure that she knows that I love him. Obviously, my family, you know, my son in California, who's about to be 24 next week. His name is Tyler, so you know, big shout out to him as well. You know, major shout out to everyone else that's listening, my family, anyone else that might be on right now. You know, I appreciate everyone's support. Much love and God bless you all.
Amen. Well, I do have a special shout out to my sister Octavia Jordan, aka Tavy So Wavy, from Candid Convos, that's listening live right now. She's also an R&B singer from Fort Myers, Florida. And I'm glad that Amen. She's listening live and everybody that will listen to the rebroadcast. And Daniel, you know, every day Facebook gets on our last nerve about these birthday shout outs of these people and associates on our Facebook friends list. So it's right, only right that I get jump into these shout outs because today is Friday and these are the birthday shout outs for today. So first and foremost, I got to give a birthday shout out to Aiden Sistrunk, whose birthday was Wednesday because I forgot to mention it on Tuesday on Candy Convo. So happy belated birthday, Aiden.
Happy birthday to Amir,
my second cousin, who turned 7 years old today. Janice Infinite. I butchered her last name. The homie J9. The homie Alexander Calderon, the homie Hard Work Pays Off. I think that's a business page. Jasmine FCM, Leslie Purdue, my bro, Jimmy Lee Kevany. Yeah, I butchered his last name too. God, man, I should have read the dictionary before I did this show. Marita Porter, my cousin Marissa Williams, and anybody that will listen to this show live and the rebroadcast, as well as my partnership, Rosalyn Smith Counseling, Eve's Garden, ShalomSheet.com, and also Alumni Inc. So thank you guys for, sponsoring the show, and a happy birthday to you all. So, Daniel, my question is, now it's time to get into your song. So with you, you know, doing R&B music before you came to the Lord, was it a hard transition to write a song to honor God? after giving your life to him, because you know, you couldn't talk about sex no more, you couldn't talk about women no more, like the right. things that you used to talk about. So like, was it like a hard transition mm-hmm. to like write a song?
I gotta admit, you know, it wasn't, you know, and part of it had to do with, you know, I think a lot of people out there might be able to understand that, you know, when you become brand new, like, born again, you know, it's like there's a certain fire that you have right then and there, especially if you've got support that has, you know, by people in the church who have helped you understand what it truly means. You know what I mean? It's not just, you know, going to church and saying, you know, I raised my hand and giving my life to Christ and that's it. No, there were people there that like really guided me. So it was something that I felt right away. It was like, no, I can't even think of nothing else but giving God praise. You know what I mean? So let me go full force. So I just went ahead and just started, you know, writing whatever came to mind. You know, my very, very first project that I put out was in 2006 and 2005, 2006. And, you know, I had songs called, you know, Brand New Life, a song called Praise, you know what I mean? Songs that I felt were just really at the heart of my spirit from what I had done, you know what I mean? But it was like I said, it was a couple of years that it went by, but, you know, it was still something that I knew was in my spirit to do.
I know usually when people, you know, are not living for the Lord, they don't know anything about Jesus, but they did music from
right.
the other side. I know that when they finally
right.
do make that
right.
transition, you know, take that step of faith, it takes
mm-hmm.
them a while to, you know, make a song that's building the kingdom, that's honoring God and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But in your case, it was easy. So that's why I asked that question, like, was it hard to write a song to, you know,
yes.
to still have that R&B sound, but also honor God?
Right.
And
right.
you said
yeah.
it wasn't. So, and I believe you, because some artists, it's easier, and then some artists, like, it took them 2 years. But God gets all the glory,
and
because everything happens in his time.
Yeah.
So I completely understand and agree.
Yeah, and not to make it sound like it was just like, oh, yeah, you know, it's butter for me, you know, you know what I mean? Not to make it sound like that, because, like I said, it was about a couple of years before I even, like, you know, tried to put something out. But, you know, I did kind of start writing almost right away, I would say within about maybe a few months' time, you know. But as far as, like, the sound goes, yeah, I still wanted to continue the sound, because the sound for me wasn't just, like, straight R&B. It's kind of the stuff that I'm doing now. It's a bit of neo soul. It's a little bit of, you know, hip hop soul, and it's some R&B. You know what I mean? Because that's the style that I feel I'm closest to. It's what I grew up on. You know what I mean? The instrumentation, the harmonization, and all that stuff. So I wanted to make sure that I kept that, because I felt like, well, God didn't have me sort of quote unquote train up in that way for no reason, you know what I'm saying? Now, granted, I may have used it for the wrong reasons before, you know what I mean? Or I may not have really cared about the message too much, but at the same time, you know, I really wanted to continue that style, because that was what I felt comfortable in. And I think anything else that is not true to yourself, true to your spirit, true to what you know, what you're comfortable with, it's not going to come out right.
Amen. Well, what inspired this new song that we're going to play next, titled Glory, and who's the feature artist also on the track?
Actually, too, there's no feature artist on the track, so it's just me. And the song was actually written, 2021? It was written in 2015. And I had met this gentleman on Facebook through a group called The Music Realm. And, you know, we have these things. Matter of fact, we still every so often have these things on this group where people will challenge each other. And they'll say, you know, I want to see this person do a song with this person or whatever. So some people, you know, called out him as the person to do a track and me to do the song. So I was like, okay, well, let's do it. As soon as I heard the track, I was like, okay, this is all I can think about. Like, I don't even hear a melody, you know what I'm saying, except for the hook. that hook was still the same, you know. And I went straight to Jeremiah 29:11, and it was just one of those things that just it really caught my spirit to do it that way. And I'm not a rapper, you know. I don't consider myself like an MC. I know how to write and everything, but I'm not like, you know, like I'm not like my homie The Foundation, you know. Shout out to him as well. He's like one of the bar for bar best rappers, you know, I know, period. So I'm not like, I don't feel like I'm at that level, but it was something that I felt God was pushing me to do. So I just went with it. And then some years passed, and, you know, unfortunately I kind of didn't have any more conversation with the producer. And I wanted to do it again, but then I found out that the original song, the track that he did had a sample in it. And he was cool with me doing it, but I'm like, I don't really want to, you know, like, try to do anything with clearing a sample. That's going to be too much for me to try to do. So let me see if I can come up with something myself, because I just started doing production myself about 2 years ago. And so I came up with the track and I just went for it. You know what I mean? It was just something that I felt God put back in my spirit now, because it's a reminder that no matter what, to always give God the glory. No matter what, that even through any trial and tribulation, it's very difficult to do, but as long as you make up in your mind that God is still going to get all the glory, then that's the moment to do it, to put those other things in the back of your mind and actually push them out of your mind, push them out of your spirit. Let God know that you're claiming success, you're claiming, you know, victory over all these things that are going on in your life, and that's kind of what I wanted that to be about.
Amen. Well, I don't know if I told you this or not, but when you emailed it, I was literally working on the playlist, and it was on repeat for like 2 hours. That's why I thought that it was a female on the hook. I was like, oh, man, I can't wait till Friday so I can ask them who's the female. And then I asked you, he was like, what? It ain't
That's
nobody
lame.
On the feature list. Yeah. I was like, what?
That's funny.
So, yeah.
That's a new one. All right.
So yeah, I enjoyed it, and I was at the church working on the playlist,
Amen.
You know, getting the description of the show ready, and I was playing the song. So auntie, I call her Auntie Sam. Auntie Sam was in and out of the church on Saturday, and she was like, because she calls me son, so she was like, son, who's seen that? I was like, my guest on Friday. It's not even out yet. She was like, what? He sounds amazing.
I know it's been out.
So anyway, Auntie Sand enjoyed the track, and she helped me put the playlist together while I had the song on repeat. So we're going to do you guys get into this song right now about our homie Daniel Anthony, who's my guest on tonight. Here's his song titled Glory, right here for the first time ever on the KS Radio Show. You guys keep a lock. I'm going to open up the phone lines next and hopefully get some questions from the listeners, if not, or some feedback. If not, we're going to continue on with the show. But here is Glory by Daniel Anthony. Check it out.
Heavenly Father, Lord, you said in your word that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. But I keep failing much. Lord, I can't do this without you. I need you. Listen. Lord, I've been kind of lacking on my patience. It's been a while since I last prayed. Still waiting on a sign, a green light, just a little signal to certify my plans, even if it's just a little. And yeah, I know I'm not supposed to lean on my own understanding, and I'm sorry if I seem a bit demanding. Don't mean to be. Forgive me, please, I just know what I want. You thought you said that you would give me the desires of my heart. Now I admit, a better car would be nice, but not expensive in price. Blood seats, drop top, red rims would be tight. A big house of 5 rooms with a yard in the back, so my kids can play safe and I know where they at. And maybe 6 figures or more, is that too much to ask for? You know what I need. If I could hit the lottery, then I'll be set up for the rest of my life. Just wanna give the best to my kids and my wife. Now all that's good and great, and yeah, I would love it, but you're more than good and great in my life. Nothing above you. See, nothing matters more to me than to be pleasing in your sight. Even if I'm left wrong, you can get me right. That's why I'm asking you now, Father, order my steps and my path till I'm casting it down. Talking about my ill intentions, well, I beg and I plead. Just want your will in my life, blessing me abundantly. You're the only one with all power in his hands, not a little, but a lot. Can't fathom all the strength that you got. Lord, you are my strength when I feel weakened, for the first part of the week and all through the weekend. And if my expectations seem low, it's not because I doubt in your flow. My bad, I'll just let it go and let you take the wheel, let you take control and throw my hands up, give you glory for the land up. Never answer any single one of my prayers. In times I'm lost, I feel like you ain't even there. Like, where did you go? Where can you be? My spirit's in need. It's getting harder for me to hold to what I believe. Masking the pain, smiles hiding inner tears, feeling all the weight of the size of all my inner fears. And there were things that I'll never let go, that only add to the volume of my flesh as it echoes up and deep like an 808. Feeling all the vibes that drown out my way of escape, making me believe the lies that this is just what I need and I can do what I please. No matter how many times you tell me I can be free, in the moment that I'm feeding my flesh, see I don't care about the mess or how dirty I get. Look, God, I'm sorry that I keep saying sorry and asking for forgiveness like your grace is limitless. Wait, isn't it? Isn't it said in your scriptures that in the ages to come you show the exceeding riches of grace and kindness toward us through Christ Jesus? But I can't take it for granted or even demand it, cause on my best day ain't a way I deserve it. I'm never worthy of a blessing, cause I know I ain't perfect, but I know that your love is perfected in me. I won't deny or throw away what you invested in me. You saw the best in me when I didn't see it myself. You kept loving me, be my ever-present help. Indeed, you give me so many reasons to thank you. This testimony I give will serve as my breakthrough. Take you with me as I break them in two. Talking about the chain on me, I can't do it without you. I need you with my life, need you by my side, need you as my compass. That means I need you as my guide, my God. I just can't say it enough, my God. Even if I had 10,000 tongues, I still couldn't give you everything you deserve. But I'll give you every bit of me, you know that's my word. And I'm hoping that you see it in my spirit, all the love and joy deep within me. I pray that you feel it, my God.
This is Chrissy Payne with Fox Culture, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show. Keep bearing fruit.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. She's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Gloria Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. ShalomChic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Yo, Yo, this is Brody Da Vinci, and you are now tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Bless.
Hey, this is Ariana Marie, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Amen. I'm feeling that Daniel Anthony Glory track. I do want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors on tonight, ShalomChic.com, which, like you heard in the commercial, is an online fashion boutique for women with affordable prices. So if, you know, if you are a husband or a fiance or even a boyfriend or a daughter and you want to buy something nice, maybe for your mother or husbands, for your wives or fiancés, for your fiance or whatever the case may be, you know, it's summertime, birthdays are coming up, anniversaries are coming up, and you want to buy something nice for that special lady in your life, or you got a female best friend whose birthday is coming up, or whatever, you just want to buy something nice for somebody special in your life, you guys check out the link in the description. Click the link to ShalomChic.com and shop today. You guys, Daniel Anthony is my guest, and we heard his track titled Glory, and hopefully you guys know why now I had it on repeat for 2 hours. Because I couldn't get done.
Amen.
I couldn't get done with the playlist because I kept on stopping. I was in amazement because I literally thought that it was a female on the hook. Thought it was another singer on the hook. And I was like, wow.
Now, see, I'm not sure how to feel about that.
Anyway, I loved it, and I'm glad that you agreed to be a guest, because
Amen.
If you didn't agree to be a guest,
thank
I would have never heard the song. So I'm going to continue to spin it. I might even throw it over to Jet Black from Must Be Heard Radio when he does his review show, because the world needs to hear it. The universe needs to take notice of Daniel Anthony's song titled Glory, because it glorifies God and just hearing your testimony about how you want to do everything to the glorification of Jesus Christ makes it even more encouraging to play and to spin or just play in your spare time, because we all need to strive to that if we haven't already, which is doing everything to the glory of Jesus Christ. So I definitely enjoy the track, and it will not be the only time it's heard tonight. I'm going to play it maybe next week, maybe the week after that. I might even make it the song of the month for August. So, yeah. I'm feeling that track. If anybody has any questions or any feedback, you guys can press the number one key right now to be live and interact with the homie Daniel Anthony. But if not, we're going to continue on with the show, because we got more music and questions with the homie Daniel Anthony. Daniel, are you having fun on tonight?
Amen, brother. Yes, I am.
Is this your first interview, phone interview, I'm sorry, for 2021?
For 2021, yes. Yes, it is.
Wow, I am honored.
I appreciate that.
I am honored. I don't even know how the conversation came about you being a guest. I don't know if I commented on your post or something in inbox. I don't even know what step one was, but I'm glad that we were already friends and that you agreed to be a guest on tonight. With 2021 being here, do you have any goals, either short-term goals or just something you want to do before the year 2022?
Oh, most definitely. There's a whole slew of things that I want to do, you know, but making sure that, you know, my wife and I obviously take those things to God and, you know, really try to do our best to get that guidance from Him, you know, but also knowing that you know, He wants us to prosper in things, you know. So we got ideas of things that we want to do, you know, being entrepreneurs and stuff, you know what I mean? But for the most part, you know, my main thing is just, you know, short term really is almost the same as long term. I just want to make sure that, you know, each day I live to the fullest of, you know, whatever is expected of me, you know what I mean? And if I don't reach that, you know, I know that God's going to, you know, find a way to let me know. But as far as like other things that I'm aiming towards, you know, I'm working on my project that's coming out. Don't have a date yet. Hopefully before the end of this year, I would say hopefully before October, it'll be out. It's called the Glory Album, And so I'm currently working on that right now, just trying to dig in and really be purposeful in what I do. You know, kind of want to take it back to how I was when I first got saved, you know what I'm saying, and mm-hmm. remembering how my drive was, how the fervency was, you know what I mean, and making sure that, you know, I'm not trying to think of anything else but him, you know.
Amen. Definitely agree with that. As humans, I know some of us, even myself, sometimes we take steps and you know, make plans without even including God, or making sure this is what God wants
right.
us to do. And I'm glad that you are taking the right steps to put God before your plan, to make sure that they're the right things that he wants you to do. Because, yeah, I'm going to admit it. Sometimes I move ahead of God,
mm-hmm.
and we all have been in that season, or we all have taken that wrong step when we should have asked God. And we always hear,
right.
talk to God before making a big decision. Shoot, talk to God before you make a small decision, too, because
it could be disastrous.
It could be a traumatic experience on the other side of that disobedience. So definitely talk to God for the big decisions and the small decisions. And with 2021 being here, man, anything could change. 2020 with coronavirus showed us that. You got a job yesterday, man. And today you fired. So, yeah.
Exactly.
I looked at a business in 2018, Sam's Club, 5 minutes away from the house. The building was open on Friday night or Friday afternoon. Man, I drove by on Saturday afternoon, and the building was...
Wow.
Didn't tell any of the employees. The managers didn't know. They just closed the building and told the employees to go to another location.
Oh,
it was crazy.
Wow.
It was crazy. I was like, but it was just there yesterday. So, yeah, definitely, you know, pray before making big
That's
decisions.
Horrible.
And pray and talk to God before making smart decisions, because never know.
Oh, yeah.
That next minute is not guaranteed, and that next day is not guaranteed either. And you don't know, like I said, you do not know what's on the other side of that plan that you did for yourself.
Right.
Could be a traumatic experience, could be a car accident, could be you losing $10 and everything. So, yeah, definitely want to pray to God for those small decisions and those big decisions. I do want to give a big shout out to Gloria Shalom that just called in, listening live from Florida. Man, Florida honed it down, man. We got Tavia and Fort Myers. We got Glory in Florida. Everybody holding it down. But since we're talking about 2021, the homie Brandon P., also from California, has a song called 2021 that I have never played on the show, that we're going to play on tonight.
Right?
And then
okay.
after this song, we're going to get into the social media information with the homie Daniel Anthony, so you guys can stay in touch with him when he posts something or shares something on his page and so forth. So without any further ado, here is Brandon P. with 2021. Check it out.
Driving the Benz, but we all want to know how. It's by doing this.
Hey, use a return policy as is, boy. I use all my rights. I exercise all my rights.
Yeah. It's that 2021 flow. On the ninth floor.
Tell me how you really feel.
Really feel. Really
yeah.
So what?
I've been around, so I know the real.
Okay.
It's been way too long. I'ma get back home and I'm zoning. Told me I ain't ever tried to stop me, almost had me, but I had him like,
ooh.
There's a lot I gotta say. Catch me in my town working like there is no other way. You already know how it go. I'm a nose to the old. I been point guarded Penny Hardaway. Level, got me rolling with the rebels. And I'm walking on my toes, feeling stone and get his pebbles. And no, I never settle, got the devil for my triple out body in these up. And that's me walking on the devil like,
ooh.
People never know what's right in front of them until it's moving. They pretend like they always do it. Keep it going, moving bars, yeah, I'm loading up. Staring up, overflowing, what's in my winner's cup, what's up with it? Man, I see no limit,
yeah.
All real, no gimmick. Ready to be here, dog, it's been a minute.
Tell me what you see, where
when you look at me, I hope that you know. Walking on the waves, no, I'm not the same to where I belong. I'm way up, never going down. Now hold up, bring it back around, back around.
Hands up, everybody on the floor. Standing on that rock, I give it over to the folks. Way above ground, let me catch me on the low. And yeah, I'm on my mission, so you know I gotta go. I'm way up, never going down, going down, going down. Now hold up, bring it back around, back around, back around.
Yeah, now think about it. What you say, it's really put. You gotta see before you see it. Said he got you, so better believe it. And don't forget it, double, double, like in and out, I just ordered some more. RPS and G in the building, we cute as for show. Second minute, we know we're killing, don't need your applause. Antibiotics like penicillin, we know it's so cold, let's go. Never would have made it with the blood, he made the payment. So that grace is so sufficient, I'm forgiving, and I'm living on a million independent. And I'm signing the book, what a feeling, what a feeling. Now, man, here it is again, Brandon P, Revolution Man, playing band, evolution plan. Son of a king, I know where I'm gonna be. Mama tell me, watch the company you keep, and don't be deceived. What's up with it? Man, I see no limits, all real, no gimmicks. Hunting deep, you know we get it. I ain't done it till it's been a step it up. Brand it, big and see it, bro, it's been a minute.
Tell me what you see when you look at me, I hope that you know. Walking on the waves, no, I'm not the same to where I belong. I'm way up, never going down. Now hold up.
Back around, hands up, everybody on the floor. Standing on that rock,
I give it over to the boat. Way above ground, let me catch me on the low. And yeah, I'm on my mission, so you know I gotta go. I'm way up, never going down, going down. Now hold up,
bring it back around, back around, back around.
Yeah.
Never going down, down.
Ready,
P,
mate.
Yeah.
Yo, 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 this your man Herman Noble, rocking with KS Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, man, shout out to my homie Brandon P. I also think that he just dropped a project today, or he's dropping an EP later on this month, or he's doing a live recording video shoot something in Sacramento tomorrow. Please don't quote me because he got too much going on, and I'm trying to keep up with everybody. But you guys, we are going to keep this show rolling because it's officially summertime, y'all. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your summer, by the way. It's Friday, July 9th, and this next song I'm playing is a summer track, and it's going to get you up, and it's going to get you, you know, your hips moving. It's going to get your knees aching. So without any further ado, here is my good sister, the very beautiful, very talented Gloria Shalom, with her new song titled Hosanna, which you can hear on all streaming platforms and digital platforms today. So without any further ado, here is Gloria Shalom. We're going to keep the party going with Hosanna. Check it out.
All my
pardon me if my speech seems tempered with passion, but lately my life ain't been no crystal stair. Instead of graduations and walking across stages and going to basketball games, I'm seeing riots and fires and people who are dying from a lack of air. I would speak, but see, the way this mask on my face is set up, I'm a little distant, and frankly, I'm tired. And I really don't understand the argument, because some of us have been wearing masks to church long before they were required, but I digress. We smile. But see, depression has a funny way with timing, because as soon as I think it's gonna get better, the news only reminds me every 4 minutes exactly how many people are dying. This can't be life. They say things get better with time. How, Sway? Because Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor didn't get more time. Instead, time rewarded them with death the hard way. I want to keep the faith. But I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I feel forgotten, because never leave me nor forsake me seems to fade when my brothers and sisters are rotten. The pastor spoke about racism on Sunday, but that was weeks ago, and now we're on to the next. While Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh were found in sunny Southern California in a tree hanging by their necks, so I need answers. Because if red and yellow, black and white are all precious in his sight, then why does fear now come in squad cars when police come out at night? If we can launch people into space where no one is, why can't we get ventilators in hospitals just so people can live? I don't see the issue. Because you're telling me my car can park itself, drive itself, but I can't go to the store and buy tissue. Something ain't adding up. I've been in the house 3 whole months and life will never be the same. I got gloves, I got masks, I got disinfectant. I bought this story hook, line, and sinker. I've sanitized my hands so much, alcohol is coming out my pores, and I have never been a drinker, so I need answers. So what do I do? Me? Oh, I turn to the place this record has never been wrong. Written over 2,000 years ago and still correct. Still right, still true, song after song. See, this story, like so many before, was already in the bookcases. There will be nation rising up against nation, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I know you feel like there's no hope, and this world is in a downward spiral. But can I tell you something? At the peak of hopelessness is a perfect time for revival. Because God has never lost, and he is still on the throne, and he will reign forever after statues, after flags, protesters, and corona are all long gone. There is a hope found in him that this world needs to know, and it's up to us, it is up to you to make sure that his love is known. My brother, my sister, our skin color don't make us divided, because the blood that was shed on Calvary is relentless. And it has hope, joy, and unity inside it. You looking for an answer? Well, let me be frank and very clear. The only answer that will change anything in this world is Jesus. And he is as he has always been, right here. He is the answer.
Hey, yo, it's Ray. And you're now rocking with the KS Radio Show. Alicia, what up? God bless.
It's your boy,
it's your boy,
RL, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show.
Home to the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music.
We repping Jesus Christ, baby. Let's go.
Hey, good evening, you guys. We have officially crossed over the 9 o'clock hour, and we have a little more time left with my guest, Daniel Anthony. We played his song, Glory. A couple minutes ago, but Daniel Anthony is my guest. We have some new callers calling, including Glory Shalom, so we might have to run it back so you guys can hear it live on the show. I just want to say thank you all for listening live, and if you haven't called in, it's not too late. The number that you want to dial is 914-205-5471. Daniel Anthony, what you think about that Glory Shalom track titled Hosanna?
Man, that was nice. You know, I'm pretty sure if my wife is listening right now, she probably loves that track. Anything that has that type of vibe, she's always digging.
Amen. Well, you definitely want to add Glory Shalom to your playlist and Tavy to your playlist as well, because they are two phenomenal artists who are anointed by God. They just have a zeal for music and a passion for Jesus and uplifting him in everything that they do and even sing about. So those are two artists that you definitely want to have on your playlist, no matter if you are in the car, in the shopping market, in at the barber shop, if you're at the playground with the kids, wherever you playing their music, because it's uplifting and it draws people. So as you can tell from Hosanna, but it is after 9 o'clock, and we all know that the show is about Jesus because it's testimony centered. And, you know, the music that I play is, you know, is worship type, it's uplifting, it's Christian rap, and so forth. So, yeah, you're definitely going to get Jesus on this show because he's the reason why I do what I do. And I'm thankful and grateful for just how he moves in my platform, on my platform, on the show, outside of the show. God is just amazing. And I'm hoping that we are making him smile on tonight from heaven. So, Daniel, before we played Brandon P. 2021, I mentioned your social media information. So how can people get a hold of you on social media to stay in touch with you and to, you know, see you a little so they can know what you're doing next?
right. on... Facebook, it's facebook.com/imdanthony, imdanthony. On Instagram and Twitter, it's the same thing except with the underscore between imdanthony, so im_danthony. You can also go to my website at imdanthony.com. But I also have another social media you can reach me at too, which is called The Illest Lines. That's on Instagram right now. Pretty much that's the only social media that's on right now, The Illest Lines. So that's T-H-E-I-L-L-E-S-T-L-I-N-E-S. And I've got new videos up on my YouTube as well, which is at Daniel Anthony Music.
You said The Illest Lines, L-I-N-E-S?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And that's on Instagram?
Yes, sir.
So we got, what, 5 callers? I need all 5 callers right now to go to Instagram. I don't care if you got to download it from Google Play or the Play Store. I want you guys to download Instagram, and I want you guys to follow The Illest Lines on Instagram. And hopefully you get some more followers before the 10 o'clock hour. But, Daniel, man, I am enjoying myself tonight, and I think it's time for us to run your tracks back so the other listeners can hear it and experience it, because it's definitely an experience. And it's Daniel Anthony Glory. You can find it everywhere on social media and digital platforms, and he's working on a project that might be dropping this fall, so you definitely want to stay in tune with him and stay connected with him. But, Daniel, we're going to get back into your song called Glory, because it's a vibe, and we do everything for the glorification of Jesus Christ right here on the KS Radio Show. So without any further ado, here is, you know what, I'm going to let you introduce it, because I introduced it last time. So you take it away.
No problem. Hey, what's good, everybody? This is Daniel Anthony on the KS Radio Show, and you are about to listen to Glory, Jeremiah 29:11.
Heavenly Father, Lord, you said in your word that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much, but I keep failing much. Lord, I can't do this without you. I need you. Listen.
Lord, I've been kind of lacking on my patience. been a while since I last prayed. I'm still waiting on a sign, a green light, just a little signal to certify my plans, even if it's just a little. And yeah, I know I'm not supposed to lean on my own understanding, and I'm sorry if I seem a bit demanding. Don't mean to be. Forgive me, please, I just know what I want. You thought you said that you would give me the desires of my heart. Now I admit that a car would be nice, but not expensive in price. Blood seats, drop top, red rims would be tight. A big house of 5 rooms with a yard in the back, so my kids can play safe and I know where they at. And maybe 6 figures or more, is that too much to ask for? You know what I need, if I could hit the lottery, then I'll be set up for the rest of my life. Just wanna give the best to my kids and my wife. Now, well, that's good and great, and yeah, I would love it, but you're more than good and great in my life. Nothing above you, see, nothing matters more to me than to be pleasing in your sight. Even if I'm left wrong, you can get me right. That's why I'm asking you now, Father, order my steps and my path till I'm casting it down. Talking about my ill intentions, well, I beg and I plead. Just want your will in my life, blessing me abundantly. You're the only one with all power in his hands. Not a little, but a lot. Can't fathom all the strength that you got. Lord, you are my strength when I feel weakened for the first part of the week and all through the weekend. And if my expectations seem low, it's not because I doubt in your flow. My bad, I'll just let it go and let you take the wheel, let you take control and throw my hands up. Give you glory for the land up. Ever answer any single one of my prayers. In times I'm lost, I feel like you ain't even there. Like, where did you go? Where can you be? My spirit's in need. It's getting harder for me to hold to what I believe. Masking the pain, smiles hiding inner tears, feeling all the weight of the size of all my inner fears. And there were things that I'll never let go, that only add to the volume of my flesh as it echoes up and deep like a 808, feeling all the vibes that drown out my way of escape, making me believe the lies that this is just what I need and I can do as I please. No matter how many times you tell me I could be free, in the moment that I'm feeding my flesh, see, I don't care about the mess or how dirty I get. Look, God, I'm sorry that I keep saying sorry and asking for forgiveness like your grace is limitless. Wait, isn't it? Isn't it said in your scriptures that in the ages to come you show the exceeding riches of your grace and kindness toward us through Christ Jesus? But I can't take it for granted or even demand it, cause on my best day ain't no way I deserve it. I'm never worthy of a blessing, cause I know I ain't perfect, but I know that your love is perfected in me. I won't deny or throw away what you invested in me. You saw the best in me when I didn't see it myself. You kept loving me, be my ever-present help. Indeed, you give me so many reasons to thank you. This testimony I give will serve as my breakthrough. Take you with me as I break them in two. Talking about the chains on me, I can't do it without you. I need you in my life, need you by my side, need you as my compass. That means I need you as my guide, my God. I just can't say it enough, my God. Even if I had 10,000 tongues, I still couldn't give you everything you deserve. But I'll give you every bit of me, you know that's my word. And I'm hoping that you see it in my spirit, all the love and joy deep within me. I pray that you feel it, my God.
Time I play it, I fall in love with it even more. That was bro, can I finish the show without crying? You feel me? Man, I love that track.
Man.
That was Daniel Anthony with God. Glory. Man, if anybody has any feedback, any questions, definitely press the number one key. I'm going to open up the phone lines whenever you guys are ready. Man, Daniel, man, just phenomenal. You said you wrote that in 2015? Man.
Yes, sir, yes.
God almighty, man. Just, bro,
and,
I love
and
it.
And still felt it the day
it.
That oh, I'm sorry.
You go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, and still felt it the day that I re-recorded it and did the video for it. It was just, you know, it's just one of those themes that just, like, really continued to work on my spirit.
Amen. You said a video? Are you working on a video or one is already out?
No, it's already out right now on YouTube / Daniel Anthony Music.
Gotcha. So, With the six calls we got on the line, go ahead over while I'm talking to them and go ahead and subscribe to Daniel Anthony Music on YouTube. Again, you guys, if anybody wants to dial in and call in and support and interact, the number is 914-205-5471. I guess my next question for you, Daniel, is since you are, you know, an R&B singer and you are on this side of heaven and you're on this side of the Lord, so do you have any artist or anyone in particular that you want to feature with, maybe on you on their song or them on your song? You got any top three people that you would like to feature with?
Ah, man, it's the that list, my God. Yeah, I mean, most definitely. I would obviously, you know, love to collaborate with a lot of people that, you know, are, you know, indebted to their gift with what God has gifted them, I should say. And, you know, for the most part, I would say that if I had to choose three, my goodness.
And if money wasn't an option. If money wasn't an option. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, I would definitely say one of them. He's this guy's an influence of mine anyways, with his music Soul Child. He's got one of the most eclectic sounds in I can't even call him R&B because he calls himself hip hop soul. You know, because that's the flavor that he's got. You know what I mean? Yeah, we used to call it Neo Soul when he first came out back in 2000. And, you know, I've dug his music ever since. So I don't think there's really any album that he's put out that I have not liked. So he would definitely be one of them. Let's see, who else? Stevie Wonder, obviously. You know, that would have to be another one. But if I had to place anyone else like from the gospel arena, my goodness. And I don't even know if I could get through a song with either one of these gentlemen, but Fred Hammond or Smokey Norfolk. They have got, oh my gosh, their voices have got to be like completely touched by God himself.
Now, a funny thing, maybe 2 weekends ago, you know what? I think it was Father's Day, if I'm not mistaken. Father's Day was on a Sunday, and there was a concert, I Hear Music, if I'm not mistaken, here in Cincinnati, and Fred Hammond was here. So I wish I would have interviewed you before Fred Hammond had got here because I would have went to the concert. We had VIP tickets and everything, and I just didn't want to go I was going to the car show. So if I would have interviewed you before going to that concert, I would have told Fred, like, hey, bro, I got this homie, Dang Anthony, has this phenomenal, unique sound. Like, I would have put a bug in his ear just for you, bro.
Amen.
So you mean to tell me
you passed up the Fred Hammond concert for a car show?
Yes, I did. Yes, me and my son. Yes, we did. And we got way out there. And because it was Father's Day, they had canceled it. I was like, no.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But the mother of my child, Christiana, her younger brother, Steven, who is a musician, and I'm guessing he enjoys Fred Hammond. He actually got a picture with Fred. Anyway.
Yeah, that dude is one of the best.
I might have to Google his business email, his booking email, and send them your track. Like, hey, yo, check out my homie. Just click the MP3 in the link. So, yeah. Definitely. Are you open to what? Since now I know that like some states and you know some venues are opening up throughout the nation. Are you open to doing like live? Like concerts and stuff?
Oh, most definitely. You know, it's been a while. We moved out from California to Florida about 4 years ago now. And, you know, I was constantly doing stuff out there. And I did a little bit of, you know, performances out here. Kind of stopped ever since, you know, they started closing up because of COVID, you know, but hadn't really been pushing for it yet because I've been kind of like waiting it out to see what God says, you know, and you know, kind of move forward from there. But yeah, I'm definitely open to that.
Amen. Next question. What is your favorite scripture? When your back is against the wall, as a man, when you're feeling discouraged and, you know, you want to build yourself up, like, what's your favorite scripture?
I have plenty, but one that always pops in my head, let me not lie and say always, but one that pops in my head quite a bit is, Psalm 30:5, where it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the best reminders ever. You know what I mean? Because no matter how, and really you could actually put that verse with a lot of different situations, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of times that we as people tend to feel discouraged by some of the most smallest things and, of course, some of the biggest things. And things that, you know, make us get wrapped up in our emotions, our anger, you know what I'm saying? And it's hard to see sometimes when we're going to get some happiness, you know what I'm saying? And I think that that verse in itself is a great reminder to allow us to shake us up a little bit, you know, and really understand exactly the type of favor that we have with God, you know what I'm saying? And it really opens our eyes and opens up our spirit a little bit better to be able to understand what our next moves can be, you know what I'm saying, especially if we got God guiding our hand.
Amen. The next song that we're going to play is by a good friend of mine as well, something exclusive that I've only played once. I actually played a clip of it, not even a whole song, so this is definitely a treat from the homie Focus Grigsby called Verified, because a lot of us, like we mentioned earlier, we get ahead of God and we do things that, you know, that is not a part of his perfect will. But when we know our life is handcrafted in the hands of God, we're verified, we're justified, and, you know, we're redeemed,
right?
And we don't have to always, you know, jump ahead of the gun or do things outside of God's will or something that he just didn't give us permission to do. His song called Verified, it glorifies God, and it tells us no matter what the world says on them, or you don't have to try, you know, to be like the world to be verified or to, you know, get acknowledged by God or recognized by God. So I love this track. The next song after this song, I'm going to ask my guest, Daniel Anthony, to pick from the playlist. So KS Nation, you guys definitely enjoy this track called Verified by the homie Focus Grigsby. And then a special song handpicked by my guest, Daniel Anthony, on tonight after that. So keep it locked in, guys. Keep your seatbelt locked in. And we about to rock out to this homie Focus Grigsby with Verified on the KS Radio Show. Keep it locked. Keep it tight.
This that ride to, that meditate type of music right here. Vibe to it. Feel me?
Yeah. I've been in the fire ever since I was a kid. Been getting tested by the lions. I was born in the den. Having dreams since a baby, sleeping in the baby crib, sticking with your tongue. That's where the power of your life is. Life and death lives in your mind. So positivity is in mine. No, I can't waste any more of my time. I can't waste any more of my time. Yeah, yeah. You gotta get it how you live, cause you can never change people. And that's just how it is. Hey, yo, keep God first under any condition. Be sure to stay humble upon your recognition. Aye. The pride will come before the fall, but not many will listen. The pride will come before the fall, but not many will listen. What's it like to have nothing, homie? I could write some books. I done been the baby rattle, my whole life was shook. I remember that depression, cause it really had me gone. When I was living in Detroit, and so that fire took my home. Drop to my knees, surrender my pride. My life in God's hands, now I'm verified. Drop to my knees, surrender my pride.
My life in God's hands, now I'm verified.
Drop to my knees, surrender my pride. My life in God's hands, now I'm verified. Drop to my knees, surrender my pride. My life in God's hands, now I'm verified. God got me off of those drugs, yeah. When I was an addict, drinking every single day, it was way more than a habit. Black and miles and cigarettes had my pockets on empty. All the weed, it had me crazy, yeah. When I couldn't have it, pills had me feeling good, yeah. But I couldn't stop, so God made me throw them up, yeah. Then after that, I stopped. I couldn't stop the cussing, cause I was mad at my dad. It drove me crazy, I could never find the bond we never had. I tried it with the drink and smoking, but you know it didn't work. It only turned into a habit, and then it just got worse. I used to ride with the homies while we blow on trees, but then, yeah, God delivered me, and now I
roll one deep.
It ain't about our people, Phillip, you looking from God's eyes. He's the only one with the power to make you verify. So don't try to please people, just show love and due respect, cause if you give them your loyalty, that'll be what you regret. Yeah, drop to my knees, surrender my pride. My life in God's hands, now I'm verified. Drop to my knees, surrender my pride.
My life in God's hands, now I'm verified.
Drop to my knees, surrender my pride. My life in God's hands, now I'm verified. Drop to my knees, surrender my pride. My life in God's hands, now I'm verified.
Hey, yeah, I'm verified. Yeah, I'm verified. Yeah. Hey, I'm feeling a track. I mean, shout out to the homie Focus Grigsby. We got two more songs by him coming up in the month of July. So you guys definitely do not want to miss any episode of Candid Convos on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central, or any episodes of the KS Radio Show this month. Because the homie Focus Grigsby will be in the playlist. Daniel Anthony is my guest on tonight, and that was Focus Grigsby with Verified. Man, what you think about that track, bro?
Pretty cool. I dig it.
Hey, man. So I told the listeners that you are going to pick our next song. So out of the whole playlist, what's your song that you would like to hear on tonight?
Out of the whole playlist, man, I got to go with DJ LC and the homie BRM, a.k.a. Brandon, with Picture That.
Hey, let's get it. I'm hoping you guys got some Icy Hot or some ice cubes laying around the house because we got to get up and praise the Lord, and it's going to make your kneecap hurt. So keep it locked here. It's Picture That by the homies DJ LC and BRM. Check it out. Let's go! Turn up for the Lord one time.
No picture that. Now picture that. I've been grinding with a squad every day of my job. Picture that. Yeah, they wanna get the heat. Now I'm about to get a beast. Picture that. Gotta take off in the class. Second chance, I gotta pass. Picture that. Energy, energy, energy. Devil thought he was
piece that you rock out of flow. Bringing your cash, that's what we can. Check out how they show me signs. Follow his dad, give me these rhymes. He got the gang, coming together. Picking the frame, no shower, no cry. Yo, right? Set up in your camera, slashing on it with the cannonball. Got a late start, now they we standing on top. Only because of my God, give him the praise. Best to be coming to ways. Praying to him every day, without him, I'm off in his face. Ain't got no suit, I'm not okay. Don't want that. I've been grinding with a squad.
Rosalyn Smith Sistrunk with Rosalyn Smith Counseling, and I'm here to talk about this life-changing program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives and how it impacts decision-making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From Forgiveness to Healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they described their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. Very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effect of the change in me, how it affect those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From Forgiveness to Healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today. for this life-changing program.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Flame, Clearsight Music on deck. Right now, I'm chilling on the KS Radio Show. Make sure you keep it locked. Chill.
What up, y'all? This is Fidel, and you listening to the KS Radio Show, home of exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Make sure y'all keep it locked in, y'all.
Hey, man, you guys. That was one of our sponsors, Rosalind Smith Counseling. You guys could check out her link in her and the description to her business in the description of this show. Daniel Anthony, who is my guest on tonight. Big shout out to Ms. Ladmay, a good friend of mine who is listening live. And if I'm not mistaken, Wisconsin. So she's listening through the internet link. And I just want to thank her for her support, as well as the homie Marty the Greatest, Tavy So Wavy, man, the whole Candy Convo crew listening live, as well as Glory Shalom. And we had some callers that called in and then they had to hang up, which is fine by me because God gets all the glory. Daniel Anthony, are you enjoying yourself tonight?
Yes, sir, man. Definitely, yeah.
Hey, man, so with it being, what, 9:43, I usually ask my guests to give us their social media information one more time about how people can follow them, and then after that, you can go ahead and take us into the throne room with a prayer.
Amen.
How can people get hold of you on social media? You good.
Definitely. Definitely. So on Facebook, it's facebook.com/ I'm D. Anthony, IMDANTHONY. On Twitter and Instagram is I'm_D. Anthony. You can also go to my website, imdanthony.com, and you can get everything there. There's also my music videos and my show, The Endless Lines, on youtube.com/ Daniel Anthony Music.
Amen. Hopefully you guys got all of that. If not, I got it wrote down in my notebook, and I will be inboxing everybody who is interested in following him and being a part of his ministry so that when he drops his fall project, you guys will be able to listen to it on those platforms that he's promoting and hopefully on his website as well.
Yeah.
Amen. So we are ready to pray us out.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, first of all, we just ask that you just continue to move us in a mighty way, Lord. We thank you so much for all that you are and all that you've done, Lord, in our lives. There's moments that we may forget to thank you, Lord, and we ask that you forgive us for that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for health. We thank you for prosperity, Lord. No matter how big or how small, Lord, we thank you for overcoming, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to be able to get over hurdles that we looked at and seemed to think that we could not jump over, Lord. But you gave us the strength, Heavenly Father, to be able to do that. You gave us the ability, Lord, to be able to seek you first and be able to jump over those hurdles, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for our families, Lord. We thank you for our friends, Lord. Heavenly Father, we even thank you for our enemies, Lord. We ask that you continue to watch over them as well, Lord, because we want to make sure that they are covered and that they know your love, that they know your grace, they know your mercy, Heavenly Father, because there might be something in them that they are lacking and they may not be able to see what it is, Lord. But we ask that you touch them in a mighty way and reveal it to them, Lord. Lord, we ask that you cover them with your love, Lord, with your safekeeping, Lord. We ask that you cover the whole entire world right now, Lord. Whoever has COVID, whoever is getting over any kind of sickness right now, Lord, we pray healing for them in the name of Jesus, not just from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, but from the inside out, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for leadership, Heavenly Father, not just in the churches, but in the communities, Heavenly Father. Not just in the communities, but in the world, Lord, in the states, Lord, in this country, in every country on this planet, Lord. We know that there's a lot of things that's going on right now that's got people scared, Lord. But we know that there's no fear as long as we have you in our lives. So we know that we have nothing to fear as long as we know where we are going. And Lord, we ask that you work within us to help spread your word, Lord, whatever way possible, whether it be on the radio waves, on the internet, whatever it may be, Lord, through music. Heavenly Father, we ask that you just use us in a mighty way so that we can be able to do your will and know that we are bringing people to you, Lord, so that heaven can be filled with as many people as possible. We just thank you so much for this platform. We thank you for Brother Alicia right now, Lord, KS Radio. Lord, we just thank you so much for what you place within him, Lord. And we just ask that you continue to work within him so that he can be able to take this the way that far as you see fit, Heavenly Father. Have your will and your way in his life, not just professionally but personally as well, Heavenly Father, so that he can be able to do the things that you've called him to do. We thank you, we love you, we honor you, we praise you, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And what would the show be if we did not offer salvation? And this is the part of the show that I kind of really lean toward, because at the end of the service, or at the end of a live stream on Sunday morning, they offer Christ. So hopefully something that was said on tonight has pricked the hearts of the listeners. And don't get me wrong, the testimony is great. Daniel is an awesome guy. I'm an awesome guy. But, you know, we're just imperfect. And we need that perfect example to do things the right way. We need that perfect man in leadership so that we don't continue to make the same mistakes. And if you are tired like we were, if you want something different, if you want something new, if you have always heard about this Jesus, but you've never given him a try, hopefully something that we said, or either something from the music that we played on tonight, which will make you want to turn your life over. Or in case if you haven't heard of this Jesus that everybody continues to talk about on social media or on videos or on the airwaves, then Jesus is a man who came down from heaven on our behalf. He lived. He was hung on the cross for our sins, our regrets, our mistakes. He took everything that is wrong with us as humans, and he pinned it on his back, and they nailed him to a cross. Not only did he die on the cross, but he was buried, and this is the most important part. He resurrected. He was raised from death on our behalf. Not just Eliseo, not just Daniel, but also on your behalf. To every listener, I want this to be personal for you like it was for me, because I was in sin, and I still don't get it right to this day. I still don't get it right, and I've been following God for over 10 years. I've been holding my hand in Christ's hand for over 10 years, and I still make a mistake. So, again, if you guys want to have a fresh start in life. I know it's 2021, and I know that the healthcare doesn't know what it wants to do. I know that the childcare system may be failing our children. I know that there might be violent and violent acts in your city and in our state. But I also know that Jesus reigns, and that upon his shoulders the government was made. So he stands tall above anything else, and he can take any situation and turn it upside down. He could take your sins and he can make you new, because he made me new. So I offer salvation unto you through my man, through my boy, reborn with this salvation clip. So without any further ado, if you guys want to give Jesus a chance, give him a try, I highly suggest it. And hopefully something was said on tonight that will make you want to change your life. Something that was said tonight that will make you change your mind about Jesus. Because he is real. And if you don't believe me, here is a salvation clip about reborn.
I want to read a familiar passage in Romans 10. It says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I received that salvation. Celebrating right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
To the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Amen, you guys. So like Reborn said, we don't care where you are. If you want to give your life to Jesus, this is the time, this is the day, and in this case, this is the night because it's nighttime. And if you are on the West Coast, then it's headed toward the evening time. So this is the time because we don't know the day nor the hour or the second that God is going to call us home. So hopefully something was said on tonight that will make you want to change your life. And whether you are, you know, on the live stream and you announce it, whether you do it Facebook Live or whether you don't announce it, that is between you and God. But we celebrate you guys on tonight for giving your heart, giving your hand, and giving your life to Jesus. So you guys, Daniel Anthony is my guest on tonight. I have had a phenomenal 2 hours with my brother. D. Anthony, have you enjoyed yourself tonight, bro?
Most definitely, man. I definitely appreciate you having me on, sir.
Anytime, bro, man. We want to give another shout-out to Gloria Shalom that's listening from Florida, as well as Tavy So Wavy listening from Florida. Miss Lad May holding it down in Wisconsin, and the homie Marty the Greatest holding it down in Louisiana. And you guys, again, we're just, you know, we're not perfect, but we love a perfect God, and he loves us. So we want to say thank you to God for this opportunity for tonight. And if anybody wants to sign to the ministry or even just follow me on social media, you can follow me at KS Radio Show. That's everywhere on social media. If you are looking at the description of the show, you just click that last link, facebook.com/KS Radio Show 1. And it will take you directly to the Facebook business page where you can like it, follow it. So anytime I post a flyer or anytime Marty goes live with his church, you guys can follow along and support the ministry. And if you want to support the ministry financially, you can send donations and love offerings through Cash App, which is the $ capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. And you guys are going to close the show out with a brand new song from the homie Five called Masterpiece, featuring Von Juan, Lamont Blackshear, and the homie D Black. So D Black always shows love to the show, and he's also from Florida. So without any further ado, you guys have a great night. Make sure that you guys are in somebody's worship service or live stream on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And you guys have a great weekend. If you are going out in public, if it is a requirement to mask up, please, y'all, follow the laws of the land and mask up. You guys be safe, corona free, and support the homie Daniel Anthony, who is my guest on tonight. And hopefully you guys enjoyed it. But here is a good night to you, your family, your haters, and your neighbors. And we're going to close the show out with Five with Masterpiece. You guys have a great night. I'll see you guys in the next episode or on Tuesday night on Candy Combos at 9 p.m. You guys have a great night and a great weekend. God bless. Keep God first and keep Jesus at the center of everything you do, say, and think. God bless.
All the ups and downs, the tests and trials that I've been through, I wouldn't change a thing, cause it led me straight to you. No matter how far I ran, you can take a laugh of me, turn this catastrophe into a masterpiece.
Now your heart's so cold in the summer, I only paint my life at night, scared of what I find when it's clean up. Lord, what you gon' do with this canvas? Look at that, I messed up. Then one day I gave you a thrust. Sat and watched you make a masterpiece from nothing. Lord, I need you to pray for me. I need you to pray for me.
We are works of art. Jesus, you just had to work on my heart. Yeah, 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 yeah. Man, I got from the start. Only rebelled cause I was faking a part. Yeah, 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 yeah. I ain't know my identity, no good influence in my vicinity. So I ran the streets, ran the beef, 05 handling heat, planned the squeeze, oh my. Drugs had a tight grip, drank in styrofoam cups what I tip, yeah, yeah, yeah. Swish of sweets rolled in my lips, excess smoke that made my mind trip, yeah, yeah, yeah. Who knew that you would chase me down? Your restless love, it made me count. My reality went from tragedy to the mass.
Now your heart's so cold in the summer, I only take my life at night, scared of what I find when it's clean up. Lord, pay for me. What you gon' do with this canvas? Look at that, I messed up. Then one day I gave you a thrust. Sat and watch you make a masterpiece of nothing. Lord, I need you to pay for me. I need you to pay for me.
In the hands of the master, I find peace. In the middle of disaster, I managed to find belief. Knowing God was in the midst of the storm when he said cease. Faith torn, kept going, God assuring, he said leap. My grief became relief, my lease became complete. From a wolf, became a sheep, set me free. When he paid the fee in blood, he painted me on the canvas, a bloody tree. Him in anguish and misery, till he vanquished the sin in me. Rose in three, told the old to flee. He molded me into a work of art for all to see. I got some flaws, far from perfect, I ain't called to be. At the least, a masterpiece, that's what he's calling me. Picture perfect, a perfect picture with quoting scriptures, more than a conqueror, highly favored, a perfect mixture. Interceding, he interceding, I intercede, walking on that water in order to bring change. He gave me more than just a quarter, that's 100 I was running. He pursued, how was I wondering, he would use when he wanted, would I refuse and cherish, would I abuse? Had to choose life or death, every breath I recollect with every step that in my mess, that's where he met, called me blessed and never left.
I only take my life at night, scared of what I find when it's clean up. Lord, pain for me. What you gon' do with this canvas? Look at that, I messed up. Then one day I gave you the brush. Sat and watch you make a masterpiece from nothing. Lord, I need you to pain for me. I need you to pain for me.
Way before 116, I've been assisting. Get it? A work of art, but still so far from pristine. In this scene, knew no limits to doing wrong. Who could have known? I was a masterpiece, I used to eat all alone. Mind gone off the drugs and the Henny. And when it came to sinning, please believe your boy did plenty. Spent many nights on the road to destruction. Smoking lust and cussing, deserving the death and all of its repercussions. I was good for nothing, or at least that's what they used to say. But see, them words carry weight, and I felt the pressure every day. Then I watched my auntie fade away, and lose a life to cancer. And all the while she kept telling me Craig Price the answer. And she the realest person I ever knew. I watched her praise until she died, that's how I know it's true. So I put my hope in you, a hopeless fool is what I used to be. But somehow you turned that all around and now you're using me. I'm nothing like I used to be. And I know the devil mad at me, cause in the midst
to my depravity, you gave me back my faculty. I should have been a casualty, so I can't serve you casually. Cause masterfully, you can't turn this catastrophe to a masterpiece.
The fuck? Black Siren. You made that?